assisting today with Dr. Amy Hagerman at Oklahoma State University.
You and I both know we've got a farm bill coming up next year. And
it's
you and
looming.
I have talked. It is. But do you feel like right now, like, is the Ag Committee hosting meetings about what they should be doing? Or what's everybody kind of doing around the farm bill right now?
So, yeah, you're absolutely right. Right now, it is the committee hearings that are occurring to evaluate each title of the existing farm bill, how programs have worked, sharing concerns with USDA and getting feedback from what their constituents have said about what doesn't work, and then thinking forward to what's the feasibility of some of the changes that could be made. So, so far, first the conservation title was reviewed and then the commodities title was reviewed. There's also been some hearings on market transparency for livestock markets. So that's some conversation that's happening right now. Whether that directly feeds into the farm bill or not is unknown at this point. And then we'll move our way through some of the other titles of the farm bill. And really at this point, it's about evaluating the 2018 farm bill. What have we learned and how can we improve that bill going forward?
Well, and the farm bill is always so important to our producers, but talk to us a little bit about some things that are directly affecting producers, because I know there's a lot of things in the farm bill that we don't necessarily understand all the time, but talk about what's really important for our producers to keep their eye on.
Yeah, and the farm bill is a big beast. It's over 2,700 pages whenever it's all put together. It touches everything from conservation and farm programs to rural development and broadband, which has certainly been a big discussion in recent years. And then you go on out to trade promotion, to consumption, to specific kinds. There's special programs that are in there too that we might not always realize are there in the background. An example would be this animal health funding that was in the last farm bill, really boosting our diagnostic laboratory capacity. And what people may not realize is that a lot of our COVID human testing early on in the outbreak here in Oklahoma actually went through our animal disease diagnostic lab because they really know how to do high throughput testing in an animal disease diagnostic lab. And so it's just important to realize that these investments have ripple effects out into every part of our economy and even out into the world whenever. So this is a really important bill for us here in agriculture, but then I think even our consumers don't necessarily realize how much is in there for them and how much it affects their daily life.
How do you see the Build Back Better plan fitting in to the next farm bill?
Yeah, I think that there are some investments in Build Back Better that has the potential to set the stage for some increased spending in farm bill programs, at least into the first few years of the next farm bill, because some of that spending actually is projected out even to 2026, at which that the new farm bill would start in 2023. And so what we could actually see is this boost in spending in the first few years of the farm bill that won't necessarily be sustainable into the later years of the farm bill. Some of that specifically, we can think about the conservation programs as a good example, boosting some of those conservation program spending in the early years, if it all goes through kind of as it has been outlined now. I think also a lot of the ad hoc spending, not just Build Back Better, but some of the other ad hoc spending bills that we have seen come through may really set expectations for farm bill programs, because we've had these extra infusions of money into existing programs that aren't necessarily followed up by the farm bill baseline. And we really haven't heard any discussion of increasing the baseline for the farm bill at this point. So I think it could be a really complicated process to exactly figure out the budgeting for the farm bill, given these other external infusions of funds into farm bill programs.
Well, and speaking of that, you know, how important is it, and how do we make sure that all commodities are treated equally?
That's a really hard question. I think that's the million-dollar question, honestly, because it's just inevitably, if you set a program at a national level where everyone across the country is treated equally for a certain commodity, there are such huge differences in production from one state to the next that inevitably something works better in one state than it does in another state. And then if we're talking about commodity programs, we're talking about 23 very different commodities that we're treating in the exact same way for a lot of these programs. And again, some things are just going to work very well for some commodities and less well for other commodities. I think our commodity groups do a good job of trying to get a seat at the table and bringing their concerns forward, bringing forward the things that have worked or haven't worked in this last farm bill. But, you know, inevitably, we do tend to see the makeup of the committee having a pretty big influence on the final bill. And that's something that we won't really know even until we get closer to the farm bill deliberations because of the 2022 election and the potential to have some changes in the makeup of those agricultural committees on the House and Senate side.
Well, so right now, of course, we've got a little bit of time, but I know that you've always said it's very important for producers to start now getting involved and making their arguments heard. So how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, I think the best way at this point, especially with the committee hearings going on, is to contact their representatives and bring their concerns forward to them, make them aware of the issues that are important to them, to the state, to their specific commodity. Because the members of Congress are in the questioning seat right now in asking about why certain things work the way they do. So now is a great moment to bring those concerns forward.
Always good information. I'm sure it's going to be a fun battle for all of our folks to try to participate in the farm bill, but we know how important it is. And thankfully we've still got representatives and congressmen that back us and will hopefully be helping us out.
Yeah, absolutely. And I, again, it's just make your voice heard, bring your concerns forward. And you know, the more people that do that, the more of a momentum you'll get behind a certain issue.
Well, Amy, thank you so much for visiting with us today. Always fascinating information. We sure appreciate you.
All right. Thank you.